Your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with a high nearing 57. Staying a bit chillier overnight tonight with clear skies and a low around 18. A bit cooler throughout Saturday with a high nearing 44. But staying fairly mild with a low of 27 and clear skies over Saturday night. More sunshine and much warmer on Sunday with a high nearing 66. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 25 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Kansas Highway Patrol was active Thursday morning helping cars get out of ditches, but one trooper was very close to a situation that could have been much worse. A semi-truck on I-70 near the West Union exit struck a KHP vehicle. Both ended up in the ditch with the KHP's SUV backside destroyed. I-70 closed for a few hours as drivers were directed towards Rossville to get around. One car was struck near the same area on I-70 when a vehicle lost control, going toward a KHP vehicle. The driver did avoid the accident by driving into the ditch. Masks will no longer be required at USD 437 schools or events starting next week. Auburn Washburn Superintendent Dr. Scott McWilliams cited the Shawnee County Community Index score moving out of the red or high transmission zone in announcing the decision. McWilliams said the district itself has seen a case threshold below 5% over the last 6 weeks. Masks are still encouraged, especially at Pauline Central and Wanamaker Elementary. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? Seahorse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Viola. Yeah, we make it easy.
A Wichita woman who fatally shot a man accused of beating her adult son with a baseball bat has been sentenced to more than 16 years in prison. The Wichita Eagle reports that a judge on Wednesday sentenced 43-year-old Amber Ahrens for the 2020 shooting death of 53-year-old David Letty. Ahrens had pleaded guilty in November to second-degree murder and a weapons count in Letty's death. Police said the shooting happened June 17th of 2020 after Ahrens' 19-year-old son and Letty had fought earlier in the day. Ahrens had said she shot Letty in the head after she confronted him and he threatened to beat her, too. The Freedom Convoy that took Canada by storm may soon be driving across Kansas, making stops in Salina, Junction City, and Topeka. According to the Facebook group Kansas Truckers for Freedom Convoy, the truckers will leave a truck stop on March 3rd in Aurora, Colorado, before taking I-70 across Kansas, stopping for the night in Salina around 8:30 p.m., and then heading into Missouri through Kansas City. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Wait, you're already packed?
Packed and ready.
Do you have the directions? Because it looked like dirt roads.
We're all set.
Did you happen to check the weather? Is it going to rain or snow?
Honey, we're good.
Get set for what's next and take it with you with exclusive savings on the all-new BF Goodrich Trail Terrain TA tire and select passenger or light truck tires. Between September 15th and October 4th, get $70 via reward card or virtual account after online submission with the purchase of four new BF Goodrich Trail Terrain TA tires. Or get $50 via reward card or virtual account after online submission with the purchase of four new select BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires.
See Mike's OK Tires in Marysville today.
See bfgoodrichtires.com/promotions for complete details. Offer expires October 4th, 2021. Void where prohibited. BF Goodrich, what are you building for?
Stop on and see Mike's OK Tires in Marysville today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A recall effort that saw petition organizers sue the southeastern Nebraska village of Alvo to get the question before voters has ousted one village board member and retained another. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that Robin LePage was unseated on a more than 2-1 vote on Tuesday. In a closer vote, board member Larry Langer kept his seat. Organizers who sought the recall collected enough signatures last year to force the vote, but the village board voted 5-0 in October not to move forward with the election. Organizers sued and a judge ordered the election to proceed, ruling that state election law isn't negotiable. Governor Pete Ricketts said Thursday that Nebraskans should be allowed to return to normal as COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations continue to fall in the state. Ricketts' comments came a day after local health officials eliminated a temporary mask mandate in Omaha. The 7-day rolling average of daily new cases in Nebraska continued to fall sharply over the past 2 weeks. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 School Board met last week and approved next year's district calendar with classes to begin August 16th, final day for classes May 23rd. The board toured the recently renovated Vocational Ag building, which has been converted to an additional educational resource center for special ed. The $155,000 project includes three classrooms, a break area, and restrooms. Administrative contracts were extended for Jason Wheeler, elementary principal, Cole Fredrickson, assistant junior senior high principal, and Janine Debley, assistant special education coordinator. After a closed session, the contract for athletic director Doug Miniman was not renewed, affirming a board decision last year on a 5-2 vote. Travis Prawley and Liberty Price Hobley voted in opposition. Resignations were accepted for Mary Richardson, who's retiring, Gina Bartle, secretary, and Laura Butler, biology teacher. Several paraprofessional positions were approved for hire, as well as Nikki Hyman, Director of Special Education, and Catherine Whitmore, special ed teacher at Valley Heights, and transfer of Tara Hager. Blue Rapids City Council Wednesday took up a discussion regarding the half-cent sales tax set to expire in 2023. A proposal from the Valley Heights School District had asked if the council would consider allowing extension of the tax in an effort to reduce property tax increases related to a potential consolidation of all grades at the Valley Heights Junior-Senior High location. Several comments were considered, but no final decisions were made until further information becomes available. The district, Blue Rapids, and Waterville officials are continuing a conversation as part of a site council committee, and the USD 498 school board may be discussing the matter further at their next board meeting, which is set for Monday evening. A second item for discussion was the position of rec director. After an audit, it was determined the district cannot contract the position, and Blue Rapids City Council consensus was to enter discussions with the City of Waterville to explore creating a joint rec director position. Several hundred Northern Riley County residents met with county commissioners at a special meeting in Leonardville last Thursday, expressing the need for stepped-up local ambulance service. EMS currently serves all of Riley County from four facilities in Manhattan, and concerns were expressed with excessive wait times for calls. Riley County USD 378 and Blue Valley District 384 schools highlighted the hundreds of students in their districts, as well as additional thousands of parents and fans of various events, all impacted when ambulance services are required. A number of other residents shared concerns and personal accounts of issues. Riley County EMS Director David Adams proposed placing two new employees at the Leonardville Fire Station, providing an ambulance as well as cardiac monitor and CPR device. Employees would work 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. to respond to calls from Northern Riley County residents. County commissioners indicated they had been discussing this topic, and they plan to talk more about what they heard from the community members further. An injury accident was reported in Marysville February 2nd. Kayla Kling and Kevin Parker, both of Marysville, collided at the 12th and May Street intersection, resulting in the Kling vehicle striking the corner of a residence at 1111 May. Kayla Kling was transported to CMH, where she was treated and released for injuries. The Marshall County Fair Association is seeking a theme for this summer's event, with suggestions due by February 21st. Contact any fair board member or board president Bob Lindquist at Blue Rapids. The Marshall County Transfer Station will be closed for President's Day Monday, February 21st, reopening Tuesday, the 22nd. Vernon Neiman, age 85, of Hanover, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Parish Hall in Hanover. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Vernon Neiman. Virginia L. Griffey, age 85, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 3 until 9. Family will greet friends Sunday, 3 until 5, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Virginia Griffey. Linda M. Schultz, age 60, of Wymore, passed away Tuesday. Massive Christian burial Monday at 2:30 from St. Mary's Catholic Church in Wymore. Mass will be live-streamed on the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home's Facebook page. Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday, 6:30 until 8, with a rosary at 8 at the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Linda Schultz. Constance P. Schneider, age 82, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral services pending with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Connie Schneider. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, meatloaf, baby bakers, Capri Blend, and apricots. They will be closed for President's Day Monday. The Tuesday menu, spaghetti, garlic bread, green beans, and peaches. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Skies clearing up and temperatures continuing to rise throughout the day today. Conditions will now stay extremely dry throughout the region for the next few days. And temperatures will stay very mild. Temperatures will be above average throughout many areas. Typically for February 18th, we can expect to see highs in the lower to upper 30s throughout Iowa, the upper 30s and mid 40s throughout Nebraska, the mid-40s and lower 50s throughout Kansas, and the lower 40s to lower 50s throughout Missouri. For today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 30s and upper 50s throughout Iowa, the upper 40s and upper 50s throughout Nebraska, the mid-30s and mid-50s throughout Kansas, and the upper 30s and upper 40s throughout Missouri. Winds will be fairly gusty out of the southwest between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 40. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-February, 46. Record high on this date, 75. The average low, 23, and the record low, 11 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:15. Sunset this evening at 6:07. 25 degrees just after sunrise. That's check on the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 18th of February. KNDY News Time 719. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
The Greek Freak and Embiid duel in Milwaukee. And the latest on baseball's labor negotiations, it's not good. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. After a lopsided loss at home to the Celtics just two nights ago, Joel Embiid and the 76ers bounced back to make a major statement on the road against the defending champs.
Here comes Embiid on the back down against Bobby Portis to the right of the lane. Left-hand dribble, turns, fades, off one foot. It's good!
The call on WPEN, Embiid powered Philly with a game-high 42 points to go along with his 14 rebounds. Despite blowing a 15-point lead, the Sixers held off a furious late-game rally to sneak past the Bucks 123-120. Giannis Antetokounmpo had a double-double of his own in the loss, 32-11. Luka Doncic made it look easy in New Orleans.
Luka comes around left to right to get it against Hayes. Measures it to his left. Stepping back. 43!
On KEGL, it was the third time this month Doncic scored 40 or more points, finishing with 49. The Mavericks edged the Pelicans 125-118. Former Angels employee Eric Kay was convicted of providing the fentanyl that killed pitcher Tyler Skaggs in 2019. A jury in Texas took less than 2 hours to reach the verdict. Kay faces no less than 20 years behind bars when he's sentenced June 28th. In the Millionaires Fighting Billionaires arena, the latest round of negotiations between baseball owners and players lasted just 15 minutes Thursday, producing little in the way of a new contract. The union asked for 80% of players with 2 years of service time be eligible for arbitration and also requested up to $115 million in the pre-arbitration pool for the top 150 players. On the ice, the Capitals' fourth line came through in clutch time.
Nick Dowd able to knock the puck in offensively. Braun beneath the goal line, gave it away in front, Hathaway scores!
On WFED, Garnet Hathaway scored twice in a three-goal third period for Washington, which rallied to top the Flyers 5-3. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Thursday night basketball, Marysville girls fell to Centralia 59-37, while the Marysville boys topped Centralia 64-45. Friday night tip-offs, Marysville back in league play hosting Chapman. Games live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Valley Heights is at Onega. Frankfort tips off at Washington County. Axtell travels to Blue Valley. Hanover entertains Troy. Lynn is at Donovan West. Centralia hosting Clifton Clyde. Diller O'Dell's host Parkview Christian.
Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram salutes women in the military. They have worked hard to overcome obstacles to get where they are today in leadership and combat positions all around the world. We salute you. From the staff at Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram in Beatrice, where value meets values.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Producers who have yet to enroll in the Agriculture Risk Management or Price Loss Coverage programs for the 2022 crop year must do so by March 15. USDA programs provide vital income support to farmers experience a substantial decline in crop prices or revenue. Zach Ducheneau, administrator of the Farm Service Agency, says the ARC and PLC programs provide critical financial protection to many American farmers. He said as producers continue to weather a pandemic and a new climate-induced disaster, the programs are even more important. Producers can elect coverage and enroll in an ARC county or PLC, which are crop-by-crop, or ARC individual, which is the entire farm. Although election changes for 2022 are optional, producers must enroll through a signed contract each year. If a producer misses the deadline, the election remains the same as the 2021 election for crops on the farm. Farmers have completed 54% of the expected 1.8 million contracts so far. More than 735,000 FFA members around the country sharing the story of agriculture as part of National FFA Week beginning tomorrow. It culminates on Saturday, February 26th. National FFA advisor Dr. James Woodard says National FFA Week is an important week for members across the country, not only celebrating the organization, but sharing the message of FFA and agriculture. FFA chapters around the country celebrate agriculture while thanking their supporters. Woodard said FFA and ag education continue to play a key role in not only developing the next generation of leaders, but also developing those who will be filling the ever-growing need in the talent pipeline. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Cattle producers, you know that once a calf is on the ground, your work doesn't stop there. Cold stress can affect how well colostrums absorbs to dry off and warm them up with a calf warmer from Valley Vet Supply. And it's always a good idea to have a package of Calf's Choice Colostrum on hand in case you need it. Visit Valley Vet Supply just off the Pony Express Highway in Marysville, Kansas. Order online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, and here's your latest Larry Stickland report with our partners over at Cake News.
Well, there's no doubt why livestock groups are upset with a $52.5 million class action settlement between JBS, that's the outfit that owns, a lot of the packing companies in this country, especially those around us, in a class action lawsuit that continues against Tyson, Cargill, and National Beef Packing. The lawsuit alleges packers conspired to drive up the price of beef in order to realize sky-high margins by constraining the supply of beef in the U.S. in actions going back to 2015. The Department of Justice, you know, began investigating the packers in 2020 on this issue, and the ag groups are wondering where the investigation has gone because we're not hearing much from them. But adding to the chorus of discontent is RCAF USA releasing a letter that was signed by 16 attorneys general. At the end of 2021, they sent a letter to Secretary Vilsack outlining the problems that producers are facing in this cattle industry. This letter, 16 attorneys general. Who signed it? Nobody from Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, or Oklahoma. I just bring that forth as kind of interesting. Seems like we have a lot of cattle on feed that they should be paying attention to. But we won't get into that mess, I'll tell you for sure. In the meantime, isn't it something? They admitted to a $51 million payback to some of these people that are buying beef from them. Folks, there just isn't any doubt about it. The bigger any entity gets, the more problems we have with the price of their projects. It's been that way for 100 years, and it will be that way. That's why we shouldn't let them get so big. See you on the next Techline Report.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From paper or plastic to creamy or crunchy, life is full of choices. All about the choice we're faced with on Laundry Day. That is next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Farmers and ranchers looking to help their own following the devastating windstorms and fires in Kansas December 15th can use the Hitchpin app to help deliver relief.
Hitchpin is a great way to let others know what kind of help you need, or if you are able to help by donating hay, services, materials, labor, or any other kind of donation.
From the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, February 18th, the 49th day of 2022. John Travolta turned 68, and Mark Twain published The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn on this day in 1885. Liquid or powder? That's a choice you're faced with when buying laundry detergent. But is one better than the other? Our research indicates the answer is it depends. Some evidence shows that liquid detergents are more effective on greasy, oily stains, while powdered forms are better on clay, mud, and ground-in dirt. Personal preference is the key, but here's an additional factor to think about. The container it comes in. Consider which is more readily recycled in your community. Plastic bottles or pressed paperboard? That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 25 degrees this morning. Highs warming into the middle 50s for your Friday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Hot shooting Cincinnati rode a fast start to an 85-76 victory over visiting Wichita State Thursday evening at Fifth Third Arena. Ricky Council IV led a group of four double-figure scorers with 14 points for WSU, who falls to 13-10 overall, 4-7 in the American. The Bearcats shot 55.2% for the game, a season high for a WSU opponent, and knocked down 11 of 19 threes. The Shockers are back home on Sunday against number 14 Houston for a noon tip-off, and that'll be broadcast on ESPN. There are just 3 weeks left in the chase for the regular season Big 12 title, and not surprisingly, Kansas and Baylor are at the top of the heap. They will meet again February 27th in a massive game in Waco, but in the meantime, every step they take on the floor will be crucial. The sixth-ranked Jayhawks head to West Virginia on Saturday, while the seventh-ranked Bears get a visit from TCU. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
We're down to the final 2 weeks of the regular season.
Kids with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
On Thursday morning, Kansas State University women's basketball coach Jeff Mitty announced on Twitter his wife Shanna has been diagnosed with breast cancer. Mitty said the family has spent the past month meeting with her medical team and a treatment plan is in place. The medical team and family are confident Shanna's case is treatable and beatable. The family said they decided to wait to announce the diagnosis until they were able to meet with the family, their team, and staff to discuss what the future holds. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Thursday night basketball, Marysville girls fell to Centralia 59-37, while the Marysville boys topped Centralia 64-45. Friday night tip-offs, Marysville back in league play hosting Chapman. Games live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights is at Onega. Frankfort tips off at Washington County. Axtell travels to Blue Valley. Hanover entertains Troy. Lynn is at Donovan West. Centralia hosting Clifton Clyde. Diller O'Dell's host Parkview Christian. Marysville High freshman wrestler Ella Johnson advances to the girls' state competition after winning the 138-pound weight class in the 1-4A Baldwin Regional Tournament last weekend. Marysville boys wrestlers at the Hillsboro Regional this weekend.
KNDY.
Still sign on the front of my truck, so call anytime, cause I'm always up, make an offer, one that I won't refuse. I bought a one-way ticket on a westbound plane, 4 hours later I was wearing shades in California, just hanging loose. I didn't pack one memory, and even though couldn't sleep, instead of staring at the ceiling, I hit the beach, took a long walk, it didn't help me much. I sat down in the sand with a handful of shells, kicked off my shoes, wound me myself, and I watched the sun come up, looking out of